Blog Talk Radio.
Twirland Productions and Twirland Entertainment present Blog Talk. Talk for inspiration and information. This is your host, Mr. Ron Stevie, and we're going to talk about love, relationships, romance, marriage. This is what this show is all about. And then broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., the most powerful city in the world, water lies and secret time. And when it comes to love, romance, relationships, there's a lot of lies, and a lot of secrets are held. So we just want to try to resolve all those so that way we can build better relationships in our communities. And once again, as always, I appreciate everybody listening into the show and making us a part of your week. And once again, we're sponsored by Tranquil Minds, Relaxation and Wellness. And it is Valentine's weekend. Valentine's weekend is typically the time where you see a lot of people getting massages and getting the basic needs that they have for relaxation and wellness. So if you have more information, if you want more information on relaxation and wellness, contact us at tqmind.massagetherapy.com, and you'll find different types of massages, sports massage, prenatal, as well as different type of energy healing as well. So once again, tqmind.massagetherapy.com. And once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Twirland Productions, Twirland Entertainment. And today's topic is on love. Today is Valentine's Day for those that are listening live. And I know there's a lot of people that are out doing a lot of different activities and things for Valentine's Day. And a lot of people realize that Valentine's Day is that federally recognized, universally recognized, commercially organized day that most people, especially the men, spends a good portion of money on that special someone. And what I want to do today, I want to try to relay to people that Valentine's Day should not be the only day that you show love to that special someone. Valentine's Day is just that time that people recognize as far as saying that I want to say I love you to that special someone, but you should be saying that each and every day. And what I want to do today is kind of give some tips and hints on how to display that love, that affection, that emotion to that special someone every day of your life, and also kind of give some tips and hints on how to energize and spice up certain things in that relationship so that way that love lasts eternal. And I want to hear from a lot of people on different things and different ways that people are celebrating Valentine's Day, that have celebrated Valentine's Day. So if you like, call in 347-850-1228 and let me know what you think about Valentine's Day, different activities and different events that you do to kind of make it fresh and different each and every time. And also just some things about how to keep that love and that fire going throughout not only just Valentine's Day, but all the days throughout the year. So I would love to hear your feedback on this. I had a poll on Facebook earlier in the week talking about Valentine's Day, and I asked, what things do you have planned for Valentine's Day? I asked if you're keeping it simple, if you're going all out, or it's Valentine's Day. I didn't even think about it. Valentine's Day already, and that's what the poll was all about. And I saw a lot of people said they want to keep it simple. There was quite a few people that just bypassed Valentine's Day because people think of it just as another day. But the funny part about it is that I didn't get one response talking about people going all out. And you know what? I think that can be a really good thing at times, but also, you know, that shows that some people might not think of their significant other, their special someone in their life highly. If they say, okay, I'm not going all out. It just depends on what level you are in your relationship, what level you are mentally, emotionally with that person. I feel that a lot of times Valentine's Day for the person that is single and dating is the way to impress that special someone. When you're in a committed relationship, it's a way to try to develop that relationship and expand that relationship and take it to the next level. And when you're in that truly committed relationship and you're married, it's a way to try to show and express that love for that person continuously. So once again, this is Love Talk on Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to get into a lot of different things in regards to love, in regards to relationships, how to start it, how to maintain it, how to spice it up. So before we go into that, we do have this song here from Toy Sugars called True Love, and this is, once again, Love Talk on Toyland Productions and Blog Talk Radio. And Blog Talk Radio, and you can get that song right now on iTunes and or Google Play. So definitely look out for Big Things from Toy Sugars. And we actually have a caller on the air right now. Caller, can you hear me? That's a little caller. Can you hear me? Hello, caller, you're on the air. I think we lost that caller, but this time we're going to talk about ways to spice up the relationship, spice up the marriage, spice up that committed love like that you're doing right now. Now, one thing that happens when people are in committed relationships or even just starting to date, the main thing that can ruin relationships is getting too comfortable with people. The number one rule in trying to keep a long relationship is not to get too comfortable. You know, when you women, when you get real comfortable with that special someone, you know that there's that tendency to kind of take for granted the other person, kind of take for granted just the way you look, the way you talk to that person, the way you act around that person. You know, sometimes it's good to, in order to spice things up, to keep things committed, to keep things going, to kind of do something that's completely left field, to do something completely different. You know, some women have that firm mind saying that, you know what, hey, I already got that man. I don't have to dress up for them. I don't have to, you know, look cute for them. I don't have to do or say anything that I did when I was dating because I'm with that person now. So you get real comfortable. Men, we have a tendency to do that a lot as well. We say, okay, you know what? My wife, my girlfriend, you know, she knows I love her. So why do I have to dress up? Why do I have to do something special? All I want is to sit back, watch ESPN, drink my beer, and leave me the hell alone. That's what a lot of guys feel that way at times as well. So in order to keep that relationship going, to keep the spice going, don't get too comfortable. You want to try to do something, you know, do something new, do something different every now and then to show that person that you really and truly care about that person. And that's one thing that helps to keep that element going, keeping things fresh, keeping things new, keeping things different, where the person doesn't even know what to expect from that from your mate every now and then. You know, a lot of times we're creatures of habit. We try to, you know, we wake up, we do the same routine. We wake up, we take our shower, we wash up, we go to work, take the kids to school, we come home, you know, we do the same old routine, we eat dinner, we go to sleep, and it's the same thing each and every day. It's like a Groundhog Day, like the movie Groundhog Day, where the same thing, you know, just keep going over and over and over again. You know, and that can ruin relationships at times when you have that monotonous flow each and every day. So one good thing that you have to do is just try to just go left field with something. Maybe on a day when you're coming home, you're getting groceries, you know, you're trying to bring home some food. You know, do something different. Buy something, or you know, just maybe just get a card or write a note saying that, you know, hey, I love you. You know, little things like that make a big difference. Like if the song we just heard, True Love, the little things that you do every day, you know, makes that difference in that relationship. You know, and I just want to put this out there that I'm, you know, I'm speaking not as a psychologist, not as a person that, you know, has studied relationships for a long period of time. You know that, you know, I'm definitely not perfect at this. You know, there's a lot of ups and downs that I go through, you know, each and every day when I try to make these fresh things. But I just feel that there are certain things when you're in a relationship for a very long time that you can relate to those that are just maybe trying to start a new relationship. Those that are in that relationship and you're at that crossroads saying, okay, where am I going to go with this? What am I going to do now? So you got to, when you're at that point, you have to take the time, look back and reflect it on yourself and just see, okay, what can I do differently to make this other person feel loved? And that's what it's all about. No, Valentine's Day should not be just that one day where you gear up and saying, okay, you know, I'm going to wait till February 14th and I'm going to go all out. Average person spends $157, well, average male, I should say, spends $157 on Valentine's Day alone. You know what? If you took that $157 and balanced it out throughout the year, imagine the little things that you can do to make that special person in your life feel even more special. You know, take $10 here and buy some flowers, $10 here and buy some candy. You know, just maybe take them out to dinner every now and then, or take her out to a certain event that, you know, she might like. You know, something that's different, something that's completely off guard, off the wall that you would, he or she might never even expect. And that's not just goes for the men, it goes for women as well. Women, you gotta show that you appreciate your man. You know, you gotta You got to show that you really appreciate that special someone in your life, because if you don't do that and you feel like, okay, I'm waiting for that person to step up and say, oh, you know, I'm going to do this and that, then that will make that special person in your life complacent. So women, don't be afraid, you know, to do something left field, something off the wall that person wouldn't expect. And that's how you spice things up. You know, if you're a person that's very conservative, that's very to yourself, that's very guarded, do something that's, you know, that's really, you know, abnormal for you at sometimes. Just something that'll take, you know, your mate off guard and like, whoa, I never would have expected that from you. Likewise from the male perspective, if you're in that rut, you're in that same monotonous, you know, mundane, each and every day flow that you do, you know, take a day or take an hour or take something that, you know, and just go completely left field and say, you know what, we typically do this, but today we're going to go do this. You know, like, we typically going to drive this way. Today I'm going to take you out and we're just going to go somewhere and I don't even know where. We're just going to drive and just, you know, see what happens. You know, sometimes spontaneity is the main key to keeping a long-lasting relationship. You know, keeping things fresh, you know, makes it exciting, makes that person want to say, hey, you know what, I can't wait to see what that person is going to do the next day. This is Low Talk, Toyland Entertainment, Toyland Radio, and I'd love to hear from you. You can hit me up on Facebook, and you can hit me up on Twitter. Now, typically, Doug Love comes in around this time. Right now, he's actually doing the Valentine's Day thing, so he did send a message for me in regards to this particular topic. And what Doug Love says, you know, you have a plethora of things to do to keep the love flowing. It all depends on that significant other. You know, if they like romantic things, then go for those spontaneous romantic getaways. Sometimes, you know, somewhere on the beach, or chocolate-covered strawberries, champagne, flowers, if that works. If that's not in your budget, go for a picnic or try just a nice relaxing bath together. Romance can be done anywhere. It just takes a creative mind. Sometimes weekend getaways, special dinners, notes telling the other person how you feel about them, and that's what it's all about. Sometimes you have to step outside the box and break the monotony. You got to be creative with it. Love and relationships are a constant battle that you have to keep fighting and building. And if you want your relationship to be healthy, you have to fight for it. And that's what it's all about. It's not about you know, the point where you get to where you say, oh well, we're together now. I don't have to do anything. It doesn't matter if you've been together for 15 days, 15 months, 15 years, or 51 years. You got to do something that is fresh, that is something different, that is something new, that just allows that person to feel that, hey, you know what? They really do care about me. They really do feel that I am appreciated. And it goes both ways. I think a lot of times Valentine's Day is looked upon as the man thing. The stuff that the man has to do in order to make the woman feel happy and to make the woman feel special. You know, women, you got to realize that this should not be a one-sided thing. This has to be a group thing. Love takes both parties. And that's the key that people forget about when it comes down to Valentine's Day, when it comes down to just relationships in general. A lot of times people feel that, okay, well, if I overcompensate the other person with love, then I'll feel that love back. It doesn't happen like that. You can't build a long-lasting relationship like that. It has to be reciprocated. You know, so both parties have to show that love, have to show that commitment, have to show that energy to say that I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do something spontaneous, something left field just to spice things up, just kind of get things going. It doesn't have to be expensive. You know, like I said, on average, people spend $157 on men. Well, men spend $157. Women typically spend between $32 and $38 on Valentine's Day. You can do a lot of things for a lot less than that that will be more appreciated for that person. You know, just doing something personal from the heart, saying that I love you. You know, it can be a song if you write music. It can be a card if you're in the poetry. It can be arts and crafts. It doesn't really matter what you do. It's just when it comes from the heart, it makes a big difference. And that's the most important key in order to keep a long-lasting relationship. It has to be from the heart. You got to realize that you are saying that I love you, and I might not have the money, I might not have the resources. I might not have the transportation or the ability to do certain things. But you know what? To show that I care for you and to show that, that affection is out there. And once again, this is Love Talk. This is on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Production, Toyland Entertainment. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Girls. So if you do have the resources or the time frame to go certain places, check out GetawayGirlsInc.com and find out different places that you can go for those vacation getaways for that special someone. That can be spontaneous as well. You know, if you have the option to go to San Francisco or L.A. or San Diego or even Hawaii, go to GetawayGirlsInc.com to find out where to go, where to stay, and how to play. So once again, GetawayGirlsInc.com, or you can also follow them on Facebook and Twitter or Instagram at GetawayGirlsInc. And once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions. And I would like to hear from someone on the line right now. Once again, 347-850-1228. Let me know what you think about this particular topic. And we have a few minutes left right now, and I want to get into the topic. Like I said, every week we have this segment called Case of the X. This Case of the X actually has a Valentine's vibe to it. I was speaking to a young woman today from Maryland, and she was in a relationship for several years. And they had a lot of dirt that happened on both sides. Eventually, they split up. But today, on Valentine's Day, the ex happens to call back. And she was wondering, contemplating, okay, what should I do? You know, I decided we were going to move on. We decided that we weren't going to communicate or talk to each other. But out of the blue, after a couple months of them being separated, he texts her today saying, what's she doing tonight for Valentine's? And she was just trying to, you know, ask advice on what to do. Now, that is a touchy subject, but what I feel, if a lot of dirt was done on both sides, and there wasn't really any love in that, it was mostly lust, then I would say do not contact that person. Do not contact that ex. That ex is just bored. The ex is just trying to find out what was going on. The ex is trying to maybe test the waters to see if maybe you moved on and trying to see what you have planned for Valentine's Day. Because maybe if you had nothing planned on Valentine's Day, that might make that ex feel better about themselves. Make, you know, say, hey, you could move on without me. So maybe I can creep back into your life and put more control on your life. Or maybe they feel like, okay, I've moved on, but I just want to see where you were. You know, so that subject there, you got to leave the ex alone. Leave what's past in the past. And focus on the future. That's what I recommend to that particular person in a situation like that. And for those who are in situations like that where you're kind of the single, you know, your ex is still around, but maybe not in that, you know, maybe not, you know, completely around your life, you gotta reevaluate why that person is your ex in the first place. So that's one of the things that you have to look at. A lot of times people say, oh, yeah, I'm done with that person. I'm done with that ex, and I can move on. And then on certain days like this, Valentine's Day, birthdays, you know, when their quote-unquote anniversaries were, that ex kind of creeps around in their mind. They kind of creeps around on their, maybe on their text or their Instagram or so, and they think about it saying, you know what, maybe I should give this person one more chance. But is that one more chance really worth it? Is that one more chance really worth the anguish, the frustration, the anger, the depression that you may have felt when you were with that person in the first place? You got to think about that. You got to think about, you know, what this person, you know, how you felt when you were with this person and why you broke up with this person in the first place. And when you think about that, like I said earlier, reflect back on yourself and say, okay, what can I do for myself in order to be stronger? And, you know, Valentine's Day is not just for couples. Sometimes Valentine's Day is for that individual that is trying to reevaluate themselves, trying to find love for themselves, trying to find that love that they may have been missing for the past several years because they were in that rough relationship, in that bad relationship. So you really got to try to figure out, okay, you know what? Even though, you know, things might have been good last Valentine's Day with this person, you know, he or she may have done things that, you know, that made me feel special, that made me feel welcome, you know, but you got to try to evaluate, say, hey, you know what? I'm beyond that. I'm past that. I'm moving on. And if you realize that, trust me, your Valentine's Day will be much better, even when you're single. So keep that advice in mind. I hope the person is listening from Maryland that that gave me this particular topic. So I'm hoping that person takes heed of that and had a really good night without that other person in mind. So that's my advice in order to that. So once again, we have a few minutes left. 347-850-1228. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And once again, I would like to thank Toy Sugars for the song True Love that was put on there. Like I said, you can get them on iTunes, Google Play, a lot of different avenues, CD Baby, and there's a lot of big things that she's doing right now. So definitely look out for some major things coming up this spring and summer. Also, I'd like to appreciate and just give thanks to everybody that was listening to the Rise TV show this past Sunday. We had some great responses on the topic last week. This week, I think a lot of people are going to really gravitate to this particular topic coming up on Sunday night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Mountain, about history and patriotism. So that's something big there. I know that a lot of people are going to be listening to this on podcasts right now. There's a lot of big, you know, things going on. People are at the movies. People are eating dinner. People are going out. And I think that, you know, that's great. That's a great thing to do. To, you know, just to spend that time with that special someone, recognize them, and just really, you know, show that you really appreciate, you care for them, you're showing love to them, love and affection to them. Thing is, make sure you spread that out, not just today. You know, what happens next week on a Thursday afternoon? Are you going to show that same, you know, affection, show that same love? Probably not. And that's where the problem comes. You got to make sure that you're spreading out that love throughout the whole year and not just gear up for one day or one night and make it think that that's going to compensate for everything for a full 365. And that's what this show is about, loving the other person for life. And if you're going to love that person for life, you've got to be committed. Like Doug Love said, it's just a fight. It's a battle. All battles are not bad. Some battles are actually good. They're actually healthy. They're actually a way to find out where you are, where you stand. You know, when you're on a football field or something like that, they always call it a battle. But that battle, sometimes that challenge of seeing how well you can perform, how well you can drive. What is your drive? What is your motivation? Where is your focus to get to that end goal of having that long-lasting, loving relationship? So that's what love is all about. Love is never completely easy. Love can be hard. Love can be difficult. Love can be a challenge at times. Love can be so complex yet so simple at the same time. And that's something that a lot of people don't realize. The complexities of love can cause people frustration, can cause people anguish. But the simplicity of having the right person, having that person there each and every night, each and every day that you see and say that, you know what, I'll look at this person each and every morning and say, I'm with the person I love. I'm with my best friend. I'm with my soulmate. I'm with the person that I love. And I can just see that person each and every day, each and every night. There's no better feeling than that. And that's what you have to realize. And once you find that true love, that's one of the greatest things in the world. And that's where I really want to leave everybody with tonight. You know, don't be afraid of the battles. Don't be afraid of the complexities of love. And once you realize that there's complexities, that there are battles, and you know how to fight through those to show that person that you really truly love, that you are there for them forever, then that's the greatest feeling in the world. And once again, this is Love Talk. My name is Rodney Stevenson. Look forward to hearing from and talking to you once again on Sunday, and look forward to talking to you next week on the same time, on the same station. You have a good night. Thank you.